We first need to tackle this topic of person versus property. So we've got an attorney on, Doris Markovic. Isn't that right, Greg?
Absolutely. So this will be very interesting. Definitely looking forward to what she has to say. And, you know, because we got to find out some of the legal ramifications about everything regarding this. And joining us right now, again, is attorney Doris Markovic. Doris, how are you?
Well, hello. How are you?
Oh, just absolutely fantastic. And I know Joseph wants to kick things off with a very important question for you.
I do. Thanks, Greg. So, Doris, before we get too far into this interview, I want to make sure our listeners know, you know, how you're an expert in this area. So tell us a little bit about your education. Where did you go to college? Where did you study?
Well, thank you very much, Joseph and Greg. That's a great question. First, I do want to thank you very much for having me on Breaking Entertainment. I actually studied at Arizona State. I studied law.
Okay, absolutely. And it's Breakthrough Entertainment, but it's okay. No big deal.
But I'm very sorry.
No, it's okay. No, you are
Get it
very
right,
much
Doris.
Forgiven. Come on. No, but of course, that's great at ASU, studying law there. So local, are you originally from Arizona?
Yes, I've lived in Arizona my entire life. I lived in Yarnell at one point, and at one point I also lived in Cottonwood. Currently, I reside in Levine.
Okay, absolutely. All the way out there, out west. So Ms. Markovic, your thoughts sort of on the situation. I mean, you have a lot of education, a lot of experience in this, but have you seen many cases similar to this, you know, what we see with the teddy bear, but with real-life people?
Well, yes, of course. Thank you, Greg. You know, the state of Massachusetts actually claims that just because Ted is a talking teddy bear, he's not entitled to the same civil rights that more conventionally shaped individuals are. You know, Ted works, he laughs, he loves. He's just every bit as a person as you and I, no matter what he looks like, Greg. You know, I have seen certain situations where people try to claim that a toaster is, in fact, a person. I've had one client who attempted to marry their toaster. Unfortunately, I could not win that case for him. There's not enough precedence for this type of situation, Greg.
Absolutely.
A
I know
toaster?
Well, I'm sure it's happened.
Absolutely, and once again, I want to remind our listeners that we are speaking with attorney Doris Markovic about this issue that the new film Ted 2 brings up as to what constitutes a person versus basically property. So, Doris, have you seen the film? Have you seen Ted 2? And if so, what are your thoughts?
Oh, yes, thank you very much, Joseph. I have seen Ted 2. Honestly, I was a little embarrassed watching it. I've never seen the first Ted. I was sitting in a row where there was a family. There was a man and a woman. There were also several teenage boys. They brought a five-year-old boy to the film. This is, frankly, this is not a film that a five-year-old boy should be seeing. I decided to have words with this mother after the film because the little boy, the poor, bless his heart. He didn't understand several of the terms that they were trying to use in the film. He said, "Mommy, what does that mean?" I felt, it just bless his heart, just an innocent child being corrupted by this. So my heart goes out to him. However, yes, I did laugh. I did find myself laughing at the jokes about the sickle cell jokes and stuff. This was just hilarious to me. But I want to keep it on topic, though, you know, because Ted, you know, imagine for a minute, Joseph and Greg, that, you know, how hard it must be to not only be the only kind of your existence. Imagine that the powers that be tell you that you're not a person and that you have no rights. That's not just unfair, it's downright cruel, and it must be stopped immediately, you know?
Absolutely, and that's what the real corruption is. I mean, that an individual like Ted, I mean, it's just not fair. I mean, I'm hairy, but, you know, they're not coming after me for that, you know, and Ted's hairy. Ted's a little chubby. There's some chubs out there. You know, our own Dave, he's not here today. He's a pretty big gentleman. He enjoys his food, but he's allowed to get married. You know, and the great law, you know, just passed the other day, just fantastic news out there. I mean, everyone should love, but the fact that Ted was, you know, there's still talk on that. It's just not fair.
It's very, very true. I'm glad that you and Breaking Entertainment is bringing this up, this topic up, and that this film, this wonderful film, is bringing up this wonderful topic that needs to be addressed, because there are people out there that are hurting. There are people who their hearts are in pain, Gerald.
Yeah, you know, I would actually be very afraid to have you as my attorney, though, Ms. Markovic. Even though you're very smart, you keep saying the name of our show wrong. We're trying to brand it as Breakthrough Entertainment, and now you're calling me Gerald?
Doris, what are you wearing?
I'm very sorry, Gerald. I'm sorry. What is your name again?
We have Greg and Joseph in here.
Greg and Joseph. And the other individual who's asking me about my attire today. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Eric. That's Eric Reinert, our great producer who enjoys mustard.
Are you going to answer my question?
Well, I've got khakis on and a sports bra at the moment.
Sexy.
It is my day off. I'm very sorry. I did this to be nice. I've never done this kind of interview before. I run these offices out of Levine, Markovic and Markovic. It's just me here, and I'm doing the best that I can. I'm very sorry if I'm, this is part of my business as well.
No, we really appreciate having you on. I mean, it is shedding some light on things. Now, Eric does want to squirt some mustard on you, it's okay. I mean, you sound very attractive for your age.
Thank you.
Up there in the mid to late 50s. That's okay, but you still sound very good. And
I was thinking more like 60s.
Maybe early 60s. What, 67 is it, Ms. Markovic?
I seriously, I don't know where you guys are getting your information. It says right on my website, my biography, it says right there that I went to Arizona State, that I lived in the Manzanita dorms, and that I am only 27. I don't know where you're getting this information. I asked for a list of questions. This is very unprofessional. The gentleman that I was emailing with, he did not send me the list of questions that I asked for.
Well, of course, that was Joseph, and we're speaking with attorney Doris Markovic. And Joseph, your thoughts, another question you have.
I do, Greg. Actually, we haven't had an attorney on the show before, I don't believe, on Breakthrough Entertainment. And so, you know, this is kind of like off topic a little bit, Doris. I hope that this is okay if I ask. But, you know, the Serial Tricks, I've always heard that is exclusively for children. I'm curious if that's legally binding. And as an adult, if I were to purchase the cereal for myself and consume it myself, would there be any legal consequences?
That's such an interesting question. I want to thank you so much, Joseph. Seems like you're the only sane one there that's asking questions today. That is a very excellent question.
Oh,
yes,
man.
It is a bit. I'm sorry, sir. Could you please let me speak?
My apologies. You're right. You're right.
Please. Stop it, Greg.
I know.
My turn.
Have you ever made love to a teddy bear?
I'm sorry. You know, I want to answer the question about the tricks. It is advertised as exclusively for children.
That's true.
Advertisements, the commercials, they say that it is just for kids. This would be a legally binding statement in a court of law. I actually attempted to defend one of my clients, and we lost the case. He is serving a sentence of 2 years in federal penitentiary at this moment.
Unbelievable that they would do that. Well, I mean, at least you tried, Ms. Markovic, even though, you know, maybe we have some disagreements on other things.
Lots of things.
Yeah, absolutely. The service you're doing for these people, it's amazing because, I was not allowed to eat tricks either. As Joseph just mentioned, he had his issue with that. Now, Joseph has his other issues, but he is a very good guy in that sense. So me and Eric, of course, aren't up to par. He's the only sane one in here, as you mentioned.
Doris, I need a new lawyer. Do you practice family law?
I do. I do practice family law. Would you like to set an appointment with me afterward? My email is doris.markovic@gmail.com.
Sure.
Of course, you can go to markovic.markovic@gmail.com as well.
Doris, are you Jewish?
I'm sorry. One at a time, please.
Doris, are you Jewish?
I am, yes.
Okay, then, Eric, you should hire her.
Yes.
Yeah,
but she might have a high retainer rate.
Really, does that work?
I do charge an arm and a leg.
Yeah,
literally.
Eric gives you some mustard.
Yeah. I want to get back to the issue, sirs. I was asked to come on this program, onto Breaking Entertainment, to talk about this. Yeah, and
we're
this
us here at Breakthrough Entertainment. We love our mustard and ketchup.
Well, right now it is breaking.
Yeah. Okay. We'll say it. Breaking Entertainment.
Well, this is a classic case of law-abiding U.S. citizen being denied his civil rights just because he's different. You know, Americans have fought for freedom and equality for all many times in the past. Now we must stand together and force the state of Massachusetts, as well as the state of Arizona, to step up and legalize Ted, not just for this teddy bear in this film, but it would set a precedent, you know, for all other talking teddy bears and totes that might one day be magicked into existence.
You know, you have a tough work ahead because Ducey is our governor right now, and I don't think he would approve of that. But we are going to try, and we appreciate what you're doing, Ms. Markovic.
What was that?
You know, we have to get going here. We have a break. Any last words that you have?
No, please, everyone, you know, these two are trying to, that they're ready to share their love with a baby. You know, soon after, like millions of other couples of America, you know, they just want to be happy. So please, please legalize Ted.
Let them get married. Let them make some love.
Legalize
them have little
Ted.
Teds.
I'm going to get a T-shirt that says Legalize Ted.
I think we should. I think we got to make that.
I have them.
Oh, really? Where's
mine?
Oh, absolutely. Well, we'll have to come by your office, and we want to see how you look. I mean, you sound hot. I mean, you
27
look
27 years old.
Yeah, sounding 27. But you also, you know, have that granny thing to you there. You know, we know Eric would appreciate that, and maybe I'll give you a little run as well.
Thank you. You're very kind. I apologize for getting the show wrong, the name of the show.
Oh, it's okay. We don't hate you too much for that. We still love you.
Bye-bye, Doris.
Bye-bye. Attorney Doris Markovic. Fantastic work there. I know we got to take a break here in a moment, but Joseph, pretty good get.
Yeah, you guys, you know.
Yeah, how'd you find her?
I just put a pitch
really
out there.
27,
I asked the people.
Though?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I didn't.
Maybe
honestly,
she did a
my
lot of smoking.
My internet's been down. But hey, Greg, have you not heard? Bad. It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Bird is the word. Bird's a word of Brian. Don't you know about the bird? Well, Peter's gonna tell you about the bird. Well, a bird. Bird, surfing.